And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans, brought to you by the Till the Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Till the Kilt Pub and Eatery, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till the Kilt girls. For more on Till the Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. Now, today is Saturday, December 17th. Last night, the Caps played the Carolina Hurricanes and Carolina. Then they played the Montreal. Now they play the Montreal Canadiens tonight. Both games will be covered on Monday as per scheduled, like normal. The reason this episode is coming out today is due to the fact that on Thursday, myself and everyone else who I work with at the orthodontic store, we all found out that our jobs are being consolidated out to Chicago and we would all be losing our jobs in the near future. Last night was the holiday party. Last night was also a scheduled appearance for the Till the Kilt. I had reached out to Till the Kilt, told them that I would not be making the appearance. Doing something with my fellow co-workers was a bit more important on a more personal level, given the situation that myself and all of them are now facing. Please note that if you go to the Experience Hockey Talk Facebook page and Twitter account, there will be more on my official statement on matters regarding my future plus X75 Productions content. And I will say this right now for this show is that I am planning to continue to go on regular business as usual for this podcast unless something comes up that makes me need to go. I need to reevaluate or I need to scale back on the production schedule for this show and my other productions through X75 Production. So with that said, I'm going to go for news and notes for December 12th and 13th, go over the Caps game from December 13th for take a break. When we come back, we'll go over the rest of the news and notes for December 14th and 15th, and then we'll be back on Monday for more of the Experience Hockey Talk. So without further ado, here's the news and notes from Monday, December 12th. On December 12th, the NHL Three Stars of the Week ending on December 11th were announced. First star was Jacob Voracek, right winger of the Philadelphia Flyers. Voracek led the NHL with 6 assists and 9 points in 4 outings to help the Flyers to an 18-10-3 record, complete a perfect week, and extend their overall winning streak to 9 games, their longest such run since April 2nd through 22nd, 1995. The second star was Antti Raanta, a goalie of the New York Rangers. Raanta went 3-0-0 with a .33 goals against average, a .984 save percentage, and 2 shutouts in 3 games to lead the Rangers to 6 out of a possible 8 standing points. Then your third star was Sam Gagner, the center of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Gagner collected 3 goals, 3 assists, and 6 points in 3 contests to help the Blue Jackets pick up 3 wins and extend their overall point streak to 8 games, including 6 straight victories. The Edmonton Oilers defenseman Darnell Nurse is expected to be out of the lineup for up to 12 weeks after having surgery to repair a ligament and bone damage to his ankle. Nurse, who is 21 years old, had 3 goals and 2 assists in 25 games. He last played December 1st against the Winnipeg Jets and was placed on injured reserve December 3rd because of a lower body injury. 7 different skaters score when the Pittsburgh Penguins extended their winning streak to a season-long 6 games with a 7-0 victory against the Arizona Coyotes. Pittsburgh has outscored their opponents 35-14 over their streak, scoring 5 or more goals in 5 of 6 games. And Ryan Spooner scored his second NHL overtime goal, and Tuukka Rask made 30 saves to help the Boston Bruins to victory to end a 3-game losing streak. Then, on December 13th, down 5-2 after 2 periods, the Carolina Hurricanes scored 6 times in the 3rd period, including 5 straight goals and 3 of them in a span of 1:42, to rally past Vancouver Canucks for their 7th consecutive home victory. Down 3-0 in the 2nd period, the Nashville Predators stormed back with 6 unanswered goals, powered by multi-point efforts from Mike Fisher, Ryan Johansson, Victor Arvidsson, and Colin Wilson to improve the 10-2-2 at the Bridgestone Arena this season. The Buffalo Sabres scored 4 straight goals, including goals 12 seconds apart by Jack Eichel and Brian Gionta to erase a 2-0 deficit in the 2nd period and improve the 14-1-1 in their past 16 home games against the Los Angeles Kings dating back to December 17, 1993. Eichel has collected 5 goals and 3 assists in 7 games since returning to the lineup November 29th and has 6 goals and 8 assists in his past 12 games dating back to last season. Sam Gagner tied the game in the second period, and Cam Atkinson scored the game-winning goal to lead the Blue Jackets to their 7th consecutive victory and to a 12-1-2 mark in their past 15 games. And then for the Washington Capitals, they took on the New York Islanders in Brooklyn. The lineup for the Washington Capitals was Alex Ovechkin with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Justin Williams, Marcus Johansson with Nicholas Backstrom and TJ Oshie, Brett Connolly with Lars Eller and Jacob Vrana, Daniel Winnick with Jay Beagle and Tom Wilson. Defense was Carl Alsner and John Carlson, Dmitry Orlov with Matt Niskanen, Brooks Orpik with Nate Schmidt, and Braden Holtby in the net. Then for the New York Islanders, their lineup was Brock Nelson with John Tavares and Josh Bailey, Andrew Ladd with Ryan Strome and Nikolai Kuhlman, Shane Prince with Anthony Beliere and Jason Chimera, Anders Lee with Casey Zizekas and Kyle Clutterbuck, Nick Leddy with Travis Hamonic, Nick Thomas Hickey with Johnny Boychuk, and Calvin DeHaan with Dennis Seidenberg. Yaroslav Halak would be in the net for the New York Islanders. And in the first period at 9:32, Brock Nelson would score his 7th of the season from Kyle Clutterbuck and Dennis Seidenberg. Then Clutterbuck would be called for slashing at 12:17, and then at 15:43, Nicholas Backstrom would be called for tripping. At the end of the first period, it'd be the New York Islanders 1, the Washington Capitals nothing. Shots would be 14-12 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs were 10-8 in favor of the Islanders. Hits were 14-11 in favor of the Islanders, and the power play, both teams were 0-1. This was a good period for the Capitals. They generated some good chances and toughed it out while the Islanders toughed it out with the Islanders' physicality. The Capitals need to watch out for their potential lapses and get more shots and traffic in front of Yaroslav Halak. In the second period at 2:09, Brett Connolly would score his 3rd of the season from Lars Eller and Jacob Vrana, their 2nd and 1st of the season, and Jacob Vrana's 1st career NHL assist. Then Jason Chimera would be called for high sticking at 6:08. At 7:37 on the power play, Justin Williams would score his 6th of the season from Evgeny Kuznetsov and Jacob Vrana, their 12th and 2nd, respectively. Then at 10:41, Nikolai Kuhlman would score his 3rd of the season from Casey Zizekas and Nick Leddy. At the end of the second period, shots would be it would be tied 2-2. Shots would be 24-16 in favor of the Capitals. Faceoffs were 19 for the Caps and 21 for the Islanders. Hits were 23-16 in favor of the Islanders, and on the power play, the Caps were 1-2 and the Islanders 0-1. This was a great period for the Caps. They scored early and then capitalized on the lone power play of the period. The Caps need to continue crashing the net and get shots on net against Yaroslav Halak. Then in the third period at 1:34 into the period, Matt Niskanen would score his 1st of the season from Dmitry Orlov and Marcus Johansson, both their 10th of the season. Then Travis Hamonic would be called for tripping at 16:47, and at 18:02, Matt Niskanen would get his 2nd of the game and season, assisted by Evgeny Kuznetsov and John Carlson, their 13th and 12th respectively. And then at 19:10, Tom Wilson would be called for tripping. At the end of the game, the Washington Capitals would move on to win 4-2. Shots were 38-27 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs were tied at 32 apiece. Hits were 27-21 in favor of the Islanders. The Caps were 2-for-3 on the power play, and the Islanders were 0-for-2. This was a very good game for the Washington Capitals. They were very disciplined. They only had 2 penalties against the entire game. And then their power play was effective, going 2-for-3. In this matchup against the Islanders, the Capitals were able to generate opportunities against Yaroslav Halak and were able to continue their winning streak going further into this weekend. So with that said, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll go over the rest of the NHL news and notes around the NHL. Ladies and gentlemen, you interested in science fiction, fantasy, anime, science, comics, writing, gaming, costuming, art, filmmaking, podcasting, and more? Then come to Farpoint on February 17th through 19th, 2017 at the Radisson Hotel, North Baltimore in Timonium, Maryland. Come see special guests Sam Witwer and Enver Jokai. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit farpointcon.com. Looking for hockey cards to build your collection, or that specific card you would like to have to get signed by your favorite player? Then I recommend Just Hockey Cards out in Silver Spring, Maryland. Donald takes good care of me when I'm looking to build my collection, and he'll help you too. For inquiries, reach out to Donald at blake4av@aol.com. That's blake4av@aol.com. looking for that fun thing to do with the family, then come to AwesomeCon. AwesomeCon, which is June 16th through 18th at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Nolan North, David Hayter, and many more. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to awesome-con.com. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans. And it is now time to go for the remaining news and notes throughout the NHL, starting with December 14th. On December 14th, Braden Schenn scored the winning goal for the third consecutive game, and the Philadelphia Flyers withstood a late rally by the Colorado Avalanche to earn their 10th consecutive victory and become the first team to put together a double-digit winning streak this season. The Flyers have won 10 consecutive games for the first time since their franchise record 13-game winning streak from October 19th to November 17th, 1985, and for the fourth time in franchise history. And Brian Rust scored his first NHL overtime goal. Defenseman Justin Schultz led the way offensively with a goal, 2 assists, and 3 points, and the Pittsburgh Penguins stretched their winning streak to 7 games and their home winning streak to 6 games. Elias Sports Bureau, the Penguins are the first team in NHL history to have a winning streak of at least 7 games in 10 consecutive seasons. And then on December 15th, the Chicago Blackhawks fell behind 2-0 during a 6-goal first period and were also losing 4-3 before Richard Panik scored the go-ahead goal with 6:13 left in the third period to extend their point streak to 5 games, including 3 straight wins. At 28-4, the Blackhawks moved past the idle Pittsburgh Penguins and the Montreal Canadiens and into sole possession of first place in the NHL. Artemi Panarin has collected 3 goals, 3 assists, and 6 points in his past 3 games and shares the Blackhawks' lead with 29 points in 32 games this season. The New York Rangers shut out the Dallas Stars to remain 1 point behind the Blackhawks in the league standings, while the Minnesota Wild and St. Louis Blues also won to keep pace with their Central Division rival. 2 days after surrendering a 3-goal lead in a 6-3 loss at the Nashville Predators, the Blues scored 5 unanswered goals to overcome a 2-0 deficit and improve to 13-1-3 at Scott Trade Center this season, including an active 14-game point streak that stands as the second longest such run in Blues history. And also Toronto Maple Leafs rookie Austin Matthews, who grew up in Scottsdale, Arizona, opened the scoring in his first game against his favorite childhood team, but former teammate Peter Holland scored the lone goal in the shootout to lift the Arizona Coyotes to victory less than a week after being acquired in a trade with the Maple Leafs. Mike Smith made 44 saves through overtime, including a stop on Matthews' baseball-style shot in overtime to improve the 4-0-2 when facing at least 40 shots this season. Matthews will play his first NHL game in Arizona 1 week from the 15th, when the Maple Leafs wrap their season series with the Coyotes. And ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned before, I will be going over last night's game and yesterday's news and notes on Monday. I'll also be going over tonight's game against the Washington Capitals and the Montreal Canadiens on Monday as well as news and notes from today and tomorrow on Monday. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, yes, the personal circumstances that I'm dealing with, knowing that I'm losing my job in February, sucks, and that I've now started searching for a new job. I want it to be known that I will be continuing to be dedicated to the Experience Hockey Talk, the Experience, which covers conventions and is also the official podcast of MCW Pro Wrestling, plus 2x75 Unsanctioned on Twitch. I am continued to be dedicated to those. I'm not going to let something negative ruin something that has grown so much this year and has a bright future going forward as well, going into 2017. So, as always, you can follow the podcast on Facebook at facebook.com/experiencehockeytalk. Twitter at Experience Hockey, and as always, go to my profile, which is at the Lindenbaum 75 on Twitter, where we have a poll question whether or not you would like to hear this podcast on WBGR Radio Sports Network. So, a lot of things coming up. and, you know, would you like to listen to the show on the radio? So, as always, we're also brought to you by the Till Kill in Frederick, Maryland. The Till Kill Pub and Eatery, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes at a Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till to Kilt Girls. For more on Till to Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And to Paul and Caitlin, the managers at Till to Kilt in Frederick, thank you for your understanding for me not coming last night. And I will make it up to you guys. I know that 2017, these next 4 months, there's a lot of great opportunities for us to do more appearances at the Till to Kilt. So until Monday, we will see you on the ice.